Hey guys, how is everyone doing? I had the honor of being asked to be one of the spotlight businesses at Let It Go Empowerment Brunch over the weekend. And I was truly honored to be there. The owners of Glitter and Diamond Events, Leslie Boyles and Nicole Bradley, asked for Cakeaholic Obsession and Behind the Obsession to be present and just basically share our endeavors in, starting a business. So the event was just packed with a whole lot of goodness. There was two speakers, and I'll give you a little background of the event. The event was basically to have everyone come together, and we would then write down what we wanted to let go of, and we would then attach it to a brick and then throw it away. And by throwing the brick away, that's the heaviness of the weight of what we're wanting to let go of. And by throwing it away, that means you're throwing away and letting go of that issue or whatever it is that you want to let go of. And if you don't have a brick, you can put it in a trash can out on the street or burn it. But you're writing something down and then you're just letting it go. You're acknowledging from this time forward that I'm not going to be whatever it is on that piece of paper. So I thought the event was really good, and the speakers at the event was they had two guest speakers. So Miss Reeves and Mr. Gauze really helped us kind of define how to let something go. And I thought that was really important because we all say, oh, like we're not going to do something, but the actual how to let it go was very important if we were trying to let go of something. So my takeaway from the event was that you have to be unapologetically you. You have to be fearless. You have to be bold. You have to affirm yourself daily, look in the mirror, and just say, I am beautiful. I am great. You have to do that. Because no one else will. And never look back at decisions that you've made. If you've decided to go forth with something, never look back at it. And be the master of your own destiny. That was really big for me and very profound because I thought that, you are in control of you and your destiny. So it would only be right that you be the master of it. So I thought that was really, just really an awesome thing for them to do. And I'm sure there's going to be tons more of this event or stuff like this from them. So you can go follow their page at Glitter and Diamonds Events on Instagram and to keep up to date on their events. I was going to share with you what I actually wanted to let go of. Only because I think that's or what I had to let go of in order to, achieve what I wanted to achieve. And I think it would only be fair that I share this with you guys because I know that we all have something that we have to let go of. And I think that we sometimes don't realize that we're letting go of things or there's things that we're holding on to. And until we let it go, we're realizing, oh, because I of something, I've now been pushed even further. So I'll read my speech to you that I had for them only because I think that it's important for me to share this with you guys. So here it goes. I basically introduced myself. I said, I'm a wife and mother of three crazy kids. I'm the owner of Cakeaholic Obsession Bakery. I also host a weekly podcast where I take you behind the obsession and share all of my business tips and tricks with you. I do this because I didn't have anyone to show me how to get started and take my hobby to the next level. When I left my corporate job to open up Cakeaholic Obsession almost 3 years ago, I had to let go of a sure thing for the unsure. Let go of the 401k, of the 1st and the 15th, of not knowing I would get paid, when I would get paid. Let go of the vacations with my husband and kids. I found it easier to do that than most because when I came to Brooklyn from Guyana as a little girl, I had to watch my mother let go of the home she had all her life to pack one suitcase with four kids to come to Brooklyn. We slept on my grandmother's floor for 6 months until my mother could afford her own place. At the time, I didn't realize the impact this would have on me, the sacrifices she made. Now, as a mom looking back, I can't imagine packing one suitcase and taking my three kids anywhere but on vacation. But I believe that event shaped the person I am today. We have to let go of things in order to move forward. I can never go back to the little girl on the basement floor. That was the beginning in Brooklyn. I can never go back to that little girl. I have nothing to lose. So I live fearlessly. We can't have a relationship without letting go. As a parent, we let go of our mistakes we make parenting our children. As a wife of 18 years, I have made mistakes, but I have to let go in order to grow our relationship and make it stronger. We all have things to let go, so never operate in fear. Be fearless in everything you do. And one of the things that I wanted to let go of was perfection. I find sometimes that I'm always having to be perfect at something. If it's doing the laundry and folding my towels, if the towels are unfolded a certain way, I will unfold them and refold them. And asking for help, I get in trouble with this from my husband that I don't ask for help. I'll take on tasks and just want to be the head of everything instead of saying, you know what, let me delegate this. And I'm learning how to do that. So that was one of the things I also let go. And another thing I let go of is that I can't be in control of everything. And I realized that because I can't be in control of everything, especially in running a business, that hinders me because I can't be baking, writing the menus, shopping, going on, posting on social media and doing my different cakes and just, I can't be in so many places. I can't be at my son's game and, you know, be at my daughter's school for the science fair. There, if all those things are going on in one day, I have to then delegate and understand that I can't control everything and I need to say, hey, I need help. And it's okay that I need help and I don't have to be the leader in every single thing. So I need to learn and that's what I let go on Sunday. And I think that all of us have that issue, everyone, because we think that we have to be perfect, you know, and that we have to subscribe to this idea that we have to be the perfect mom, the perfect wife, and the perfect business owner. And really, there is no perfect because we're all learning as we go. And there's no blueprint. We look to our parents for direction, but at the end of the day, we still have to come together and make it our own. So that was my takeaway from the event. If you let me know what you have to let go. So go ahead and share that with me and let me know what you're letting go or what you're working on. Talk to you guys soon. Keep obsessing about your dreams.